Hi there, welcome to my tutorial on how to make water tiles for Lords of War. You start out with a simple image like this in the GIMP. It's 280 by 280 pixels. The ring here is 40 pixels tall here and wide here. Each tile is 40 by 40 pixels, and that's what it will look like when it's in the game. So, we started with this ring of water surrounded by grass on all sides. Moving forward, we add little tiny markers in brown here that will represent our shore. The shore in this tile will connect here and go to here somehow, in some artistic way. The part up here in the top left part of the corner of the tile will be grass, and the bottom right of this tile will be water. In the middle will be some kind of a shore stretching from here to here. Conversely, this tile down here will have shore going from here to here as well, but the top left of the tile will be water, and the bottom right of the tile will be grass. So, now we're going to connect all of these lines on the outer ring here. So let's connect them. Like so. This takes only a little bit of artistic ability. I have none, and I came up with this. Kind of a jagged line. Three across, 3 pixels or so, tall and wide. Always making sure to connect at the predetermined markers along the way, so that when these tiles are placed next to each other, for example this tile, they still connect. They still look like they go together. So, moving on to the next slide. What we've done here is we've gotten rid of the grass on the inside. The ring here. It's starting to look a little bit more like tiles. It's kind of a jagged edge. Alright. We have also connected the helper dots on the inner island here to make what looks to be like a nice island. Alright, moving on. We take away the excess grass on the outside of our shore for our island. It looks pretty good. Zooming out, these are plain tiles. Look at that. Not too shabby for a non-artist. Alright. So the next step is to add some shading, and we did so like this. You can see that it gets a little darker toward the shore now. A little bit darker. It's very subtle. This was a selective Gaussian blur in the GIMP. Nothing fancy, I applied it to the whole image, and this is what it came up with. Not too bad. Zooming all the way out, it's a very subtle shading when you look at it at this angle, this zoom level. Alright, and the last step we did is we took care of the shore, tried to add some variability to the shore. And it's barely perceptible at 100, but if you zoom in, you can see that our solid brown line has been kind of randomized. We did this with the noise, one of the noise functions in the GIMP called HSV, Hue Saturation Value. And as you can see, if you play with the values, you get something that kind of looks grainy, maybe a little pebbly even. And that is how I made some tiles for Lords of War. Lords of War does not accept this image as input to it. You have to cut and paste the 40 by 40 tiles into another file, and there will be another tutorial on how to do that. There are also some other tiles that aren't done here. For example, there is a tile that connects water in the top left to water in the bottom right in a single tile. It would be a combination of this tile here and this tile here, where the water actually connected in between. And it also the other way as well, bottom left to top right. However, this gives you most of the tiles that you need. It's a little bit unfortunate that we only have one kind of each corner tile here, only one, but we have many kinds of the other ones. Lords of War can accept as many alternates as you want of any particular tile, and you would need to have more corner tiles here, to make it really look good. However, this is how you get on your way, and it's this is how a non-artist can make some art for a free software game. Thanks. Bye.